Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 80. Yes, that's an 8 with a 0. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am. And it's been 7 days since he ran out of ketchup. It's Ben!
Well, hello, Aludra!
Hello, Ben.
You know, we are both so incredibly excited and happy when, by all accounts, we shouldn't be.
Wait, I shouldn't be happy?
Well, okay, happy is not the right word. We sound so happy and energetic. How's that? Is that a better way of putting it?
Yes, that is a great way of putting it. I am really great at sounding energetic when I really don't feel... Ow, sorry. Sorry, microphone. When I really don't feel that energetic.
Yeah, I can be too, assuming you can actually hear me. Because, last Tuesday, I texted Aludra.
How would I be able to hear you?
Well, I'm getting there. So last Tuesday, I texted Aludra and said, hey, I don't think I could record tonight because I sound like a mixture of Barry White and an idling chainsaw because I'm going to try and duplicate it. It was something like I was talking like this. And I didn't think that recording would probably be good because you wouldn't be able to hear me for most of the show.
Well, we might have been able to, but I very likely would have talked over you.
Possibly. And then the next day, I slept the entire day. So that's why we're kind of late this week. And I'm still kind of getting over stuff. But luckily, you can hear me. I make sense.
Yes.
And I am not dying anymore.
Ben, don't sell yourself short. You make more than sense. You make dollars.
Well, like $2.
Yay!
But it's still plural. So, yeah. Feeling kind of sickish, but I am on the mend. How are you doing?
If we're talking about illnesses, then my voice is being held up by magic right now. And I don't mean the Gathering the Card game. I mean just pure unicorn magic.
Oh, yeah.
So I may cut out mid-show.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll have to do my Aludra impression and, be you for half the episode.
Now, you know, it might almost be worth it to hear this Aludra impression.
Hi, my name's Aludra. I like battle pets. I collect them all the time.
I am not Mr. Hanky, and I am really upset that that's how you made me sound.
Well, I wasn't going for Mr. Hanky. Let's forget I did that. I'm cutting that out. That's gone.
Getting kicked in the shins, listeners, the next time I see him.
Yeah, there's already plenty of reasons for that, though, so it won't matter.
It will when you're limping.
Yeah, good point. Good point. So, what have you been up to since we talked? It's been a little while.
It has been a little while. Well, okay. First and foremost, most importantly, I went to the movies and I saw a cool movie.
And that was drinking, really so fun. I couldn't ask what it was.
Yeah, that was some bad timing there, Ben.
Yeah, was it Deadpool? Because
I went and saw that movie, and it was awesome-tastic, amazing.
I hear such good things, and we're planning on seeing it this weekend, actually.
Yay, go see it, Ben.
That is what I hear.
Yes, go see it.
Cool, I will.
It was a good time. A very good time was had.
Cool. Yeah, everybody that I've seen on Twitter is like, oh my gosh, that's so great, and I feel like
we are the only ones
who didn't see it.
It can't be that great, can it? No, it can't be that great.
Well, see, the thing is, I, for a while, was actually collecting Deadpool comics. This was years and years ago when he actually got his first ongoing series. And I would get those and laugh my behind off because they are insanely funny.
They are insanely funny. My sons have been showing me Deadpool comics lately. there's a few things that I did not want my children saying to me, but there we go. Thank you, okay. Deadpool.
Good to know.
For having my high school age kids say things to me, and they involve Spider-Man.
Oh.
You or may not have seen that clip, but...
Well, I will say that I am actually collecting Spider-Man Deadpool, which is a new ongoing series that did just start.
Oh, well, then you may already know the part that they're quoting to me.
Maybe. I don't remember it, though. So let's just keep going.
Yeah, so other than that, let me see. What have I been really doing? I've been playing a lot of Diablo.
Cool.
Because I wanted the seasonal pet. Because, go figure, Aludra wanted the pet.
What?
But I seem to be the only person calling him Groot. And that's exactly what he is in this game, is you get a Groot pet.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. And what's great about Groot is he runs around and he'll pick up all the gold.
All of it.
All of it. All of your gold that drops, he'll pick it up.
That is.
People go across maps real quick and pick up gold. So if it's on your screen, Groot's going to get it. So I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very nearly at, I kind of slacked off the last couple weeks, gonna admit that. I haven't really been playing as much. I'm edging in on, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Paragon. Mm-hmm. Paragon 400.
Very cool.
So, yeah. Yeah, I had to switch up my mage's gear. Okay, so, if you're kind of at a stalemate in Diablo, and you're like, huh, I'm really getting nowhere fast, I suggest not sticking with the mage's initial gear set.
Oh.
Just gonna throw that out there for you guys. I leveled off at Torment 6 with it, with a lot of hard work. I was at Torment 6. Switched it up to Talrasha's and two pieces of the Phoenix gear, the Firebird set. Was running Torment 10s 5 minutes later.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I went from about 200k damage to 700k damage with that gear set change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insane.
That is actually pretty insane. I'm jealous considering I haven't gotten Paragon level 1 at all.
And Paragon level 1 takes 4 kills after you hit 70.
I know, I haven't gotten to 70 on anybody.
Ben,
I don't play a lot of Diablo. You know
I'm
that.
I'm gonna drag you. Me and Kef, we're gonna drag you because that's where I see Kef a lot lately.
Oh, okay.
I've been playing a lot more WoW. Actually, I've been leveling Alliance side. Airy Peak got a hunter. They have pets. She's a panda. Can I get any more Aludra? People are like yelling at me for being my own stereotype lately.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love playing as pandas. In fact, my mage over there is a panda.
Apparently, I have created the Aludra stereotype. I play the pandas, I collect the pets, and if I'm not a mage, I'm a hunter, because hunters get even more pets.
That is true, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so Old Man Franks recently lectured me for being way too Aludra, and I'm like, how could I be less Aludra? I am Aludra.
True.
That, and I'm really addicted to this iOS game. Bon Bon Cakery. Oh, man! I am in that game all the time!
All the time?
Actually, yes. It's pretty bad. when I started feeling sick, I downloaded this game, and it's become my illness obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm playing that cat game where you put the cat food out, and the cats come to your yard, and you take pictures of the cats, and then the cats leave, and that's basically all the interaction you have, Neko Atsumi or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm playing that, but this Bon Bon Cakery thing has got me. It has got me hooked. I'm like, how do I make my ice cream more appealing to the people? It is crazy.
Have it in cat shapes?
Well, I haven't unlocked anything kitty cat shaped, I will admit. But you can take the ice cream and you can put toppings on it. Any toppings you want. That's not the restriction. The only restriction is how often you can create a new dish. And so, yeah, so you're putting the ice cream on it, and then you're like, I want berry ice cream, so I will put fruit syrup on it, and then little berries, then some whipped cream, and then then a cherry, because why not? Because berries and cherry. And it goes, ta-da! Okay, we rate this thing a D. And you're like, yes! A D! Because you have to work your
for
way
delicious?
Up. Well, you have to work your way up from F. And I've been clawing my way, and I'm finally getting D and C ranked things. And I'm like, I'm basically running laps around my house singing We Are the Champions. So,
well, good job then.
Yes, yes, it is awesome. What about you, Ben? I know you have been the plague monkey because I swear you gave this to me.
Yep, somehow I did. I sent it over state lines without any sort of contact at all.
This is how computer viruses are a thing, guys.
Mm-hmm,
right
exactly.
Here. This exactly. is what they mean by computer virus. Ben sent me a virus via computer.
No.
I know. I'm pretty upset too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay, so here's the cool thing is I played some WoW Not a ton, but some. In fact, our guild had an anniversary over the weekend, and there were events going on all over the place.
So many events!
And I did a bunch of events. One of them actually was a pet battle picnic, and
Which I really wanted to go to, but guess where I was? I was at the movies.
That's okay. That is quite all right, because I hear that you saw a good movie, which is always a plus. But, no, that was a lot of fun, just getting together with other pet battlers and stuff. And, you know, we talked pets, we talked strategies, we battled each other, you know, at various levels, like level 25 all the way down to level 1. I mean, it was really cool. But even more so, of all the people there, I'm all like, hey, guys, did you get Nothera's light yet? Because we're talking about, you know, pets that we collected. And, like, a bunch of them were like, no, where do you get that? I'm like, well, let me tell ya. Because I am a big fan of Nothera's light, because Nothera is pretty darn awesome. So did that, as well as, you know, just other events. We had a lot of fun. So, yeah, been wowing. I didn't raid last week because, well, Tet, our tank, he kind of got sick on Thursday as well. And then
see, Ben just hugs and kisses all of us AIEers.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, yeah, Sunday, he and I were both, like, still kind of, you know, sick and dealing with stuff. So we're just like, eh, let's call raid. So we ended up doing that. So you didn't miss anything in raid the last 2 weeks or last two times. So, yay.
Yay.
Yeah. But other than that, I picked up Firewatch. Have you heard anything about that?
It's not Overwatch.
That is correct, which I have not gotten into. But I am happy for all the people who did. I just really wish I could play as well. But Firewatch.
Jealous.
Yeah. Firewatch is actually it's just kind of a small, I don't know if I'd call it indie or not, but it seems like an indie game. You can get it on PS4 or Steam right now. It's only like $20, but it's really cool. It's one of those things where you just kind of go and explore an area and a story unfolds. And I finished it tonight, actually, before we started recording, and I really enjoyed it. I'm probably going to go back and play it again sometime soon, just with different choices and options that I chose and everything like that, because, I mean, it was really cool. It was a neat story. So some people are not enjoying the ending, but I think that it worked really well. But that's just me. Other than that, talking about collecting things, I went to my local GameStop and said, hey, do you have any of those Mew cards left? And they said, we sure do. And they gave me a code. So I now have Mew in my Pokemon X game.
Yay!
Because he's my favorite Pokemon, and I'm glad I have him.
Mine's Torchic.
That's cool, too. I got one of those for free.
Me, too. I love it. I love Torchic.
Yay!
But I will go get Ben's favorite Pokemon and name it Ben's favorite Pokemon.
That might be too long.
Fine, just kill my dreams right out the gate.
That's what I do. But anyways, that's enough about what has been going on with us, because, I mean, nothing else has really been going on with us as far as I can tell. So let's find out what's up with Blizzard these days.
Yes, Blizzard!
Draenor News!
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor! Boy, howdy!
News!
News.
News?
News. Love is in the air! Ooh. But, yeah, it is. And that means pets are around and about and abounding, and there's hearts everywhere. But pet-wise, this means, I'm kind of disappointed. There's the Green Goblin of Love and a wad of snot, basically.
Yeah.
For Love is in the Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other holidays got slight revamps and new pets, but we think Blizz is ignoring this one a bit blatantly.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't even ever seen a Love Rocket drop, and we run this event 10 times a freaking day. So we're calling out Blizz on this one just a little bit. Blizz, come on, no new pet. No, like, baby deer that poops hearts. Where's my magical rainbow unicorn?
That'd be perfect.
Exactly. It could laser somebody's heart out, like an NPC, they fall over dead. That'd be brilliant.
It'd be great for pet battling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, you're right. And that's one of the things about the holidays that I really like, is when they do add something new, you know, and It's great when there's a new pet because, hey, us pet battlers have something to look forward to and do. And, well, we didn't get lucky this season. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Next time. But speaking about seasons, don't blink or it will be gone. That's right. This week is a pet battle event week. So every time you do pet battles, you'll get some extra pet XP.
Oh, yeah. That even includes garrisons.
Oh, yeah.
We have effected change to the Dust Bunny system.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, the crowds can now cheer.
Yay. I can totally hear them. Just we both did that at the same time. Perfect.
Okay, so now you click the magical rug in the Dalaran Barbershop, and you get a buff that allows you to see bunnies in Dalaran. Torin can now get pets with impunity and freedom of movement. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the rug has a 15-minute respawn timer. So be nice, no cuts in line, and I didn't say that just because we're in a barbershop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for right now, the buff that you get only lasts like 5 minutes or something, but, you know, in theory, that should be plenty of time to capture as many as you want, fight as many as you want, or get some blues or whatnot. But yeah, I agree with you. I think it's entirely our fault that this change got implemented because I had such a hard time actually getting into a battle.
Yeah. The fact that you have to freaking... How much jumping around did you have to do before you even gave up on the Torin?
Yeah, I finally figured out, stand exactly where it spawns, and you might get to battle. So, yay! But, also, I think it's because you killed the bunny.
Mm-hmm. Probably Cashew, killer of dust bunnies.
Yes, very much so. But speaking of things in the alpha, guess what? Pet Battle Island has gone through so many changes that it's not even Battle Pet Island anymore. If that's even a thing. Which, you know, shame, we were kind of looking forward to it. And, yeah. This is one of those things where we don't like reporting things in the alpha, especially since it's, one, in the alpha, it's not even in beta yet. But two, they're in so much of a flux, who knows what's going to happen with them. So that's why anything you say about the alpha, take it with a grain of salt if we actually talk about it.
Yeah. It's just why we don't like reporting on it.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
Hey, Ludra. This just in. Breaking news.
Yeah, something got broken, all right.
I would like to say that we are actually recording this after we recorded the main show, so segues be d- at this point. Segways be darned at this point.
There we go. Yes, this Justin, this is the first time we've ever felt the need to break into our own show after the fact, even when Blizzard has said something that made us look completely stupid and wrong after we recorded. We just kind of went, eh. But this is the sort of thing that we felt needed timely commenting. So, wow, guys. Mm-hmm. This is a Battle Pets for Spend. I told you I wanted to do something special for episode 80. I just can't believe it's this.
Yeah, who'd have thought?
Okay, so it came out during a tweet, though it looks like the forums found it via some data mining, so I don't know which came first.
It might, I don't know. I'm looking on Wowhead, and I think that it's a possibility that it might have popped up just either actually in Legion, the alpha, or in the data mining. So I'm not entirely sure, but it has been found.
Yes, it has been found. And so Jeremy Fiesel, our good friend from the Dark Moon Fair, or at Muffinus, as he's better known, because muffins are awesome, says, hi, we are testing out the impact of epic battle pets and training stones. Come here for feedback. So our world just blew up a little bit.
Just a touch.
Ben and I have always been in agreement there are two things that we really truly dread coming to Battle Pets. One is a higher level cap.
Mm-hmm.
The second is this. Let's upgrade our stuff to epics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not fun. And okay, so here's the thing. I'd go this is the greater of two evils if we had to choose between upgrading to epic quality versus giving us, like, say, 5 more levels.
Yeah.
I would much prefer 5 more levels than this. I mean,
I'm in full on agreement here. I mean, while I do not, I'm not the number one ranked person on our realm, and I'm okay with that because I do this more as a hobby thing. I do it because I find it interesting and fun. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so 5 more levels is one thing, but a magical stone to upgrade my pets.
To epic.
And I know the arguments. I've already seen them in the 2 hours since this has gone live.
Yeah.
You don't have to upgrade them all. Us pet collectors are a little bit on the OCD side when it comes to this. That's why we do it.
And even more so, the people who are really into it have to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The hardcores, the mythic raiders of pet battling have mm-hmm. to do it. And we'll go over the reasons why in fuller detail, but we're just, like, venting our frustration on these things. I'm enjoying the people who are saying currently we do not have to upgrade them all, because that's like telling a raider they don't have to upgrade all of their gear to purple quality. Yeah. It is pretty much
you don't need best in slot.
No. You don't. You don't need your legendary ring, because that's quite a grind too, right? And you sure as heck don't need to make all of your slots purple quality instead of blue.
Yeah. It's one of those things where so right now the entire pet battle system is designed around blue quality pets at level 25 being the highest you can get. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yes, this is what it was designed around. This is what it is built on when all this was put in. So there's a solid foundation of everything being this way.
Yeah, but I mean, so here's the thing. It's really hard to say, well, just do the ones that you want because, okay, you know what? This month, it's great. I'm using the Howl Bomb strategy, so of course I'm going to epic quality those guys. Well, because that's a strategy that everybody uses for, say, all the pets in Sinnoh, guess what? Blizzard's going to look at that, and then they're going to start nerfing or changing, you know, abilities.
It's going to be a balance like thing. They're going to rebalance based upon our new, more powerful pets. And this isn't fair for new people coming in. This isn't fair for... I really feel like we're unorganized here.
No.
This isn't fair for...
What about all the Smurfers out there who have taken the time to get the blue quality pets?
Yeah. Yeah. Are these pets going to be found in the wild, or is it only in a rock? Here's what's really aggravating me the most about all this. Besides being told I'm really getting worked up. Yeah, thanks for that, Mr. Man. Well, come on. I've built an online persona around pet battles, pet battling, and sharing this with you guys. Mm-hmm. If this isn't something that I take lightly when it does change the core of the game.
Yeah.
And what is really the most aggravating thing to me is there is no context for this whatsoever. Just, hey, we're throwing this rock in the game.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so Warlords of Draenor, we didn't get anything new at all. At all. For pet battles.
Well, we got new pets.
Well,
and
okay,
we got new tamers.
Aside from the new pets and new tamers, they didn't do anything with this. Now, maybe...
Wait, that's not entirely fair. We got our garrison with our garrison pet area, and we got new quests and stuff. So, yeah, it's not what we wanted. It wasn't the new
They didn't change anything to the pet battling system.
Yeah, it wasn't a new celestial tournament, but, you know, they gave us a nod, and really, this mm-hmm. should be such a... People shouldn't be subbing just for this. This should be a minor part of the Warcraft experience, not the all-encompassing part. We've always felt that way.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If they do this, they change the gameplay so much so that, again, you have to do it. You have to really throw epic stones at a lot of these pets that you have just to make sure that you stay relevant and can keep battling.
Yeah.
Anybody who PvPs a lot, you need to have epic stones.
All got to start building up charms, because so far the proposed way to get this is with that 20 charm bag, and you open it up and there will be an epic stone in here. And my favorite part is the epic pet battle leveling stone to raise your quality is class restricted, and it's RNG to get the one you want.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
I can't even get the crying cow to give me all the pets. And I'm supposed to keep my fingers crossed for that humanoid stone because I need Tut to level up because the new Sith Idols is where it's at.
Okay, so...
And just to find him nerfed to doing battles in blue quality, possibly within the week.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, before we go any further on this, I do want to say it's in the alpha.
Yes.
It's not the beta, and it's definitely not in the current game. So we have to make sure that we emphasize on that. Here's another. Hold on.
We have affected change.
I was getting there. You stole my thunder.
I did.
Give me Mjolnir back. Give me Mjolnir back. Come on.
No, that's mine.
You can't even lift it.
The Twitter voted me Thor. Remember?
God dang it. Twitter anyways, so here's the thing. We need you. If you don't like this idea, to go to the forums and say, now be constructive. Don't say, F you Blizzard, why are you breaking my content? Don't say, this is a big middle finger, this is a slap in the face. Don't say things like that. That's not constructive. Talk about why you think it's a bad idea, why this will hurt your gameplay experience. That is the way to get to affect change in this game.
Not only that, ask questions. Get the context we didn't get. What's the pet's power levels? How is this going to integrate in current game? Things like that. I'm really, really worried that the barrier of entry just jumped up so much that our already dwindling community, which I love and adore and want to hug all the time, might not bring in new people because now you have to get them to 25 in purple. There's been no word about wild purples. There's been no word about any of that. And
even if there are wild purples,
we're back out there now.
Yeah. Why? Like, I don't get why this needs to be added when the system was entirely based on rare quality. It to me, it doesn't add anything.
It was always a possibility in the back of mine and Ben's mind that this might happen. And it was always something we worried about.
And besides, now Smurfers, you have to call them something else entirely.
Yeah.
And that's just not fair to them because they identify as Smurfs. They don't identify as, gosh, what's something?
Grapes?
Purple grapes. Yeah, who wants to be a grape? No one. So
that's Smurfing. Smurf's my Smurf. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, no kidding. So what we're going to do at this point is there's been a couple different things that have actually been raised as an idea, as a topic, or, you know, as something new to actually be added to pet battling in, you know, as opposed to actually the Sword of Stone. I mean, a couple thoughts on Twitter were really good. And
So far, some of the ideas I've seen, I'm calling them kind of band-aid-y ideas, like quick solutions to placate everybody on the, you know, it's kind of shaky. And so one of I'm seeing a lot on the forums right now is make Epic a cosmetic only upgrade. So you only are getting a purple frame, but no stat changes whatsoever. Ben, how would you feel about this?
See, that makes more sense to me because, I mean, I already have a favorites and that's cool. But this is the way to just be all like, okay, I have my favorites set up how I have them because these are my level 25 pets that are my go-to pets. And I have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Have Epic quality being all, you know what? This is like, and I mean,
it's a super upvote for
your favorite. Yeah, I don't want to say this is my favorite pet because that's just kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, so, but he's my super high-fived pet.
Yeah, I mean, make something glowy for it, maybe give him sunglasses, I don't know. You know, all the cool things that the Perky Pug gets that nothing else gets, have options for something like that as epicness to say, hey, this is an epic pet.
Mm-hmm. Or different animations when you epic upgrade it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to me, okay, there's make it cosmetic, make it not work in PvP, and the newest one I've seen, make it a temporary buff in pet battles. Now, these are all great, but they all revolve around one thing that seems very problematic about me, and that is turning off being epic. And all these solutions I'm seeing, well, great, and I love that people are throwing them out there, they all seem to be, yeah, okay, put it in the game, but make me able to turn it off. And if we all want to turn it off immediately or make it something worthless, why does it need to be an epic upgrade? Why can't it just be glow pet buff or, you know, unlock an animation? Yeah. Why does it have to be epic? why do we need to call it this? If it's not actually raising the stats and the quality and all of that mess, mm-hmm. then why does it need to be epic? Because there's, like, other things that go epic from rare to epic. There's a massive upgrade in stats, mm-hmm. quality, amazing things. But if we're taking all that away, let's not call it being epic. Let's scrap it all together and just do something else. So, yeah.
And at this point, if it's just a minor upgrade that has been inferred by some people, what's the point of it even more so? Because an epic quality thing, again, is supposed to be buffed up even more. Mm-hmm. When we fought epic quality pets, it's a lot harder than if you're fighting a rare pet. If you fight legendary pets, it's really hard comparatively.
You need a whole team in some cases to mm-hmm. take down some of these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've perfected it with time and fine-tuned it. But initially, it was pretty crazy, those Beasts of Fable. Mm-hmm. And I would really, really hate to see the learning curve and everything jumped up so much that people can't do that anymore in Pandaria and stuff, because now they need epic.
Yeah. And I mean, for the people who want to get in and do this, who, hey, I'm starting pet battling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, epic quality. Okay.
Can't get it in the wild. Gotta grind it up at max level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, it's one of those things that.
It's really off-putting to the new player.
Yeah. And to the old player. The only person.
There are 740 odd, probably more. I'm just know this off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. pets in the game, and okay, yeah, let's change it up that drastically, or that not drastically, for a minor upgrade. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Well, let's put it this way. I am, of course, not a smurfer. I'm not someone who has put a huge ton of time into leveling and making everything blue and all that stuff. I have about, I don't know, 75 or 80 max level blue quality pets. I don't want to do it for 80.
Yeah.
It turns the game into so much more of a grindy thing than something
fun
with it.
Takes out the fun that's left in the grind, because let's face it, pet battles is a crazy grind, but we all love it because we're those crazy grindy people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, now we're feeling obligated to grind just to stay competitive.
Yeah.
Just because we don't know what the future holds, like getting all the charms now or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm in another thing too is that, you know, the tamers and the legendary pets that are around and everything like that, they're that for a special reason.
Yeah.
You know, yes. And, you know, when you fight raid bosses, you can't just go one-on-one with them. You're not of the same, you know, caliber as the raid boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's a few levels above you. Yeah. And in the game, they do that by making him levels you cannot yet attain.
Yep.
And in pet battles, they did that by making him levels you cannot yet, quality levels you cannot mm-hmm. yet attain.
Yeah. So, all in all, I mean, as I'm sure you could tell, we're going to start beating this dead horse. We don't think it's the best idea. But us being us, and with our love of pets, our love of the game, our love of everything, what would we actually rather see happen in its stead so that there is something that's brought to pet battles in Legion?
Well, yes, because I want this to be more positive and constructive than tearing down. I had my raging mm-hmm. moment on Twitter. You guys all saw.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, we both did.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Beside the obvious lesser of two evil options that were plaguing the back of our minds with leveling up. Okay, I'm going to go back to this idea I've had since inception of pet battles, mm-hmm. since all this. Let's integrate some sort of cage buff with professions. This way we can go out. We now have a region. I mean, I'm hearing a lot about how professions are dead and blah, blah, blah. But if we integrated professions in this stuff, like PvP, it's considered a side game. So we can craft PvP gear. Why can't we craft ourselves little buffs to maybe make our cages work better on a certain type of pet, or mm-hmm. Make it more likely that the pets we will encounter are higher quality.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is that from, you know, what I've seen of previews of Legion, a tiny little bit of what I played and everything like that, one of the cool things is that they're trying to do more with actual professions and integrate it more into the actual storytelling and everything in the game. So this just adds another layer of something that could be cool and fun and neat to give pet battling, you know, a different take on something. Like, I love the idea of an enchanter being able to buff their trap to catch higher quality, you know, magic pets or something.
Yeah, or even making a buff where we can catch the, we have a much higher success rate to catch a pet.
Like on the first
higher
try.
Health level.
Yeah, or if you catch a level 25 pet, it doesn't drop a couple levels.
Yeah.
You know, something
like
that.
I'm not saying this is something we just, oh, okay, I've got four leather, let me do this. I mean, it'd be a little bit of work, mm-hmm. but it's something that we could do for ourselves. We can't sell these wild caught pets, so I don't understand why we can't have these cool buffs.
Yeah. Something that, you know, you and I both kind of agree with, and, you know, we make jokes about it and everything, but seriously, I'm kind of tired of 20 snakes. Mm-hmm. And 15 rats and
especially
17 cockroaches.
They all have the same move sets.
Yeah, they have the same skins. They have the same move sets. They have different names. I'm more than happy to collect 10 different types of rats if they have a different name, a different move set, and heck, if they had a different skin, that'd be even better. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
but it seems to be one or the other, but never mm-hmm. the third. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I get that. It makes more sense for a higher level squirrel to be in Grizzly Hills than in Ashenvale.
Ashenvale.
Yeah. And even if they have a different name, that's fine. But why can't that fall into the, like, the squirrel slot in your pet journal or something, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that this is essentially like saying, hey, we're going to take 200 pets away from you. And to some people, that's going to like totally break their hearts. But to me, it makes more sense because this way, if we do have to have some sort of upgrade stone or whatever, it's less, you know, obtrusive into your gameplay style. If you have to level up another five levels again, there without an extra 200, you know, same thing pets, it makes it a little less daunting. But even more so, I think it makes the pets even more special if there's not 20 of them that all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm going through and say I want to have a little raccoon out, I've got like seven different choices and they all look the same. So what's the point?
Yeah, making it slightly smaller and calling it a pup or a kit. Come on, guys. You're not fooling us. I just think they really need to be consolidated just for our own sanity as well. I mean, we really don't need 700 plus pets. We love them, but we don't need them.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while to catch them, and I was happy that I did, but I think that there's other ways around it. You know, at least have one unique pet per zone, maybe like two or three. Maybe make them a little bit more rare in the zone so that you do actually have to hunt them and stuff like that. You know, it could be something that works a little better that way. But again, that's just my opinion on that. I know that some people, again, taking any number of pets away is going to cause them a heart attack. I get it. Maybe moving forward or something, you know, it just
maybe
makes
we
more
get
sense
an achievement. You had X amount of special pets at this level. Yay, you know, feat of strength. But now we're doing this for everybody's sanity. OK, now something I would love to see is more hats, outfits and silly things, because as you pointed out, the Perky Pug, he's got them all. He's got like this corner market on hats and silly hats and better hats. And okay, Pepe's got a couple, but Pepe's not my pet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So let's add this, okay? Instead of rebalancing the whole of the pet battle system and realizing that it's not just as easy as leveling things up, because I see some people saying that on the forums, how about we give everybody silly hats. And yeah, it's a slower process and stuff. But I mean, look at the most popular pets. They're out there. They've got that data. What pets are played with the most? The Howl Bomb strategy and our Anubisith idols. So let's give our Anubisith idol a frilly new skirt. I would like to see Can-Can Anubisith idols dancing across my garrison.
I would love them to be in sunglasses. I keep coming back to sunglasses because they're cool.
And fezes and bow ties.
Yeah. But, I mean, and here's the thing. So you have the Perky Pug. Guess what? The Molten Corgi has the same framework, the same animations and everything like that. Why can't you just put it on there? Mm-hmm. You know, you have a way for gear sets to work on each type of character race that you have. And I'm sure that this is going to be a lot of work to do, but do something similar where it's like, okay, this hat, here's the framework for this type of pet. Match it with a bunch of different types of the same kind. Or, you know, something along those lines. Even don't make it a wearable. What about those toys where you throw a bone and your pet goes and fetches it? How great is that? It's something that's fun. It's something that's interactive. And you know what? It has people summoning their pets more and more outside of just pet battles.
Yeah.
You know, this is what they were before they were pet battles. It was something to have running around with you that, you know, says something about your character, or you think it's really cute, or something along those lines. You know, I don't buy pet store pets because of their battle qualities. I buy them because, well, most of the time it goes to charity, but even more so, they're fun to look at. They're great to interact with, and it's awesome. When the cats, you know, when the command of slash sit and while you target a cat came out, and it's like, oh, they sit on your lap now. How huge was that?
Yeah, that was massive for us.
Yeah.
We loved that. Our whole raid team was yelling at me in bed over it because we were sitting and petting the kitties. And
yeah, like, wait, so which cat does it? Pretty much all of them.
Yeah. Well,
no, does this one do it?
Yeah. Well,
funnily enough, the feline familiar doesn't. But
You know what might be fun is maybe have some of the vanity pets when they are in a vanity type situation. Maybe have them interact with certain class race combos.
That'd be cool.
Like, what if Egbert ran around even more for hunters?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Or what if little wolves scared other critters out of bushes now and then?
Yeah. You know? No, that'd be something that's really neat. You know, just work on the pets themselves as opposed to, like, the mechanics behind it. And I guess that kind of is where it comes out to, is that something that, you know, on Azeroth Roundtable, I preach this, all, I feel like, almost every episode these days. I want something that is, you know, fun and character defining and things like that, then just throw more mechanics at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that pet battles is the corner of WoW that screams more than anything else of their pets. It's supposed to be silly fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Even with the battles, it is still silly fun. And this is a level of seriousness that I don't think that we want to have, honestly, all this upgrading. So,
yeah, I do pet battles. I've said it a million times before. I collect them. I have fun with that. I don't do it to grind. If I want to grind and do something not fun, I'll do fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much exactly.
Yep. So, at least with that, I don't have to pay as much attention, and I can pay, you know, watch something else on my second screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, we'll have the link in the show notes. Make sure you go to the forums, put your thoughts in. And I mean, hey, if you disagree with us, let us know, because I'm really interested to get a different opinion than, oh, my gosh, this is the worst thing ever, because that's what most people are saying.
Yeah, the forums are pretty unified lately on the 11th page. I've seen a couple pop up that are genuinely looking forward to this, and more power to them. But at the same time, I'm not. I'm really not. And I think changing it so it's not actually raising stats and stuff, I don't think that's a good idea. Give us a new Celestial tournament. Give us a new end boss raid. And make it one that we don't need three freaking Rapina whelks, or snails as they're more commonly known, to do it. You know? What's
yep.
the variety?
Exactly. So, and now we return you to your regularly scheduled Battle Pets episode already in progress.
No. We paused it, so we're not...
No, I'm trying to still make it like we interrupted it, and it's a joke.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Now I have to keep this in to describe the joke.
Okay, good.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. All right, so have you seen the new system requirements for the new expansion that's coming out? Legion, I think it's called. Ben, is it Legion? Yeah, it's Legion.
Yep, something like that.
Anyways, it's pretty crazy. It looks like many upgrades to machines are happening for Legion, such as a Windows 10 upgrade. The operating system is recommended to have Windows 10, and just all this RAM, all this drive space.
Yep.
The core got upgraded. The graphics cards are all up a few steps. It's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is actually kind of surprising.
Yeah.
You know,
it seems like they don't want to cover XP at all anymore, too. So.
Yeah, which that's kind of a bummer, because that was an incredibly stable system. Mm-hmm. So if you were able to upgrade to 7, that's great. You're still covered, you know, it minimally. But if you did get that, you know, free Windows 10 upgrade.
Everybody did.
Yeah, but there was a deadline on it. I don't know when that is. June. Okay. I recommend you upgrade.
This upcoming June. I'm probably going to upgrade before that, but I just don't like it. You know, when something is that persistent, hey, upgrade, hey, upgrade, hey, upgrade, it just triggers something in my brain, that adverse part that goes, no.
Yeah.
You're really, really pressuring me way too hard for this thing, and it's making me uncomfortable.
I understand.
I went through and I actually killed all the reminders on mine and Thrax's machines.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually went in. I did do the Windows 10 upgrade, and I had to kill some, you know, features so that I could essentially make it like Windows 7 again. But it's working fine.
And the anti-spy features that sometimes like to turn themselves back on.
Yeah. But,
or the pro spy features that turn themselves back on. That's
exactly.
What I mean.
Yeah, it's not horrible, and my computer runs faster with it, so I'm not too worried about
it. I probably will too. I'm just kind of reluctant. Again, it's pushing itself way too hard, and I'm not really seeing good benefits.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, from 7 to 10, there's nothing that's extra, except you know, I boot up a little faster, and WoW loads a little faster too.
I have an SSD.
I don't.
So I might not even notice.
Yeah. But one of the great things about the fact that, you know, system requirements are going up is that we can actually get you a really cool deal on a new machine if that's what you're going for. Mm-hmm. There is this company out there. It's called Doghouse Systems. They actually make incredibly great machines. That's what mine is. In fact, I got mine, what, 5 years ago at this point now? And I got the low-end model at the time, and my specs are still better than what's being recommended.
Yeah.
So I'm perfectly set and fine. I'm really happy about that. But head over to doghousesystems.com. There are plenty of different options you can choose from, whether it's laptops, desktops, whatever. And the really great thing is that if you put in the code BattlePets, you will get double the memory for free. So if by some crazy instance you just want 2 gigs of memory because that's what the minimum requirements for WoW are, they're going to look at you funny, considering like the lowest you can get is like probably 6 or 8. But anyways, if you put that code in there, they'll automatically double that RAM for you. So go to doghousesystems.com, put BattlePets in for your promo code.
Yeah, it helps out the show too. And if you're like, wow, a whole computer, even though Legion, but Legion's still a year out, and I don't think I want to do it yet, that's cool too. Because we sell t-shirts, guys. They have our logo. Our logo's cool. It's awesome. And for those of you thinking that we have this cartoony logo with, like, a battle pet and a mallet, man, are you way off. they are shadow dragons and wolves, because that's Ben and mine's favorite pet. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So head on over there. Check it out. Buy a t-shirt at Slash Loot. We are under podcast Battle Pets. I mean, right there. We're on the list.
Exactly. I mean, it's easy to find. Slashloot.com.
It's a good looking shirt too.
Yes, I enjoy it. In fact, I'd be modeling it right now if I wasn't sick and it was in the laundry.
And if we were a live show, and we're not, which is good because my Durmstrang t-shirt, as nice it is, it is really isn't quite my color. So, dude, it's a khaki beige Durmstrang. Yeah.
Yeah. But head over to slashloot.com and doghousesystems.com and help out one of your favorite shows. Or Battle one Pets. Of your not-so-favorite shows. Either way.
Yep. Battle Pets.
If you just
Battle
have a Pets. Mildly liking of us, you can still help us out.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Okay. So, Ben, we've done that. That's the part of the show where our sponsors step in.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Now, we have to actually go up against someone else who steps in and tries to beat us down. With... Boss battles.
I will win!
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
This week on Boss Battles, we are talking to, or not to, we're actually talking about Netherfist. He's like one of those punchy guys that you see in like, you know, Korgrund or whatever. Yeah, one of those guys. When I went to fight him, he actually spawned with a rat and a violet firefly. Now, I wasn't lucky with the time that I tried to find him or whatever's going on, because the rat was blue and the violet firefly was green. So watch out.
So yeah, punchy punch guy. Woo.
Yeah, I hate punchy punch guy. But
oh, they're better than the yabber yabber. No, yabber yabber guys were more fun.
I love yabber yabber guys.
Yeah. I miss yabber yabber guys. I find it very weird that the yabber yabber guys and the catmen are pretty localized in them, when every other race is pretty dang spread out.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Especially Murlocs. You know what?
Murloc.
This expansion is missing Murlocs, and it makes me so sad.
Murloc. Exactly. Well, so was the last expansion. I think that's the problem, is it's been two expansions without Murlocs.
Really? Was Pandaria without Murlocs? Oh.
Yeah, because the fish people evolved from the
Murlocs. That's right. Oh, man.
Trout face.
Oh, well. Anyways.
That's why you're feeling the Murloc itch right there.
That's what it is. So anyways, Netherfist. Netherfist's first ability is the same as every other pet that we're going to fight in Tanan Jungle. I will still read it anyway. Fel Corruption. This ability calls forth a wave of fel power, dealing elemental damage to all of your pets and empowering Netherfist's backline pets, increasing damage dealt and reducing their damage taken by 50% for 10 rounds. It's annoying. Deal with it.
Yeah. His next ability is Haymaker, which is, again, with the punchy-punchy theme.
Mm-hmm.
This will unleash a vicious swing, which deals humanoid damage. If Netherfist misses, he will be stunned for one round. He can't believe it. He missed!
So, how could
he miss? You were right there!
Exactly. And last but not least, Netherfist has the ability Crush. Again, punchy punchy. Netherfist will actually crush your pet, dealing humanoid damage. Yeah. This is another one of those pets where Howlbomb works. I mean, it use the same pets. Everybody is. But yeah, he's a punchy punchy guy. But be careful with that rat and that violet firefly, because, I mean, if you get blue and green qualities, good luck. Yeah. Anyways, so because we're so down on all the pets in Tanan that we have to fight using the same pets, we like to do something in this show called team building, where we take some random words and make up a pet team.
Yes, and random words are really fun, especially when you end up with something like mainstream thought. Yes, mainstream thought, complete with horns.
Team building.
So, Aludra, mainstream thought. You actually went an entirely different route than we normally do with team building.
Yes, I did. Because it's mainstream thought, I took it to Twitter and I asked our listeners, when you think of battle pets, what pets specifically do you think of? I got a few responses, but nobody stayed on topic, which is okay, because this is Battle Pets, the show where the topic doesn't matter and the points are made up. So
wait, there's the points aren't made up. People give
they
us
they are
points.
Totally for made up reasons, dude.
Okay, for made up reasons, I guess. Okay, fine, that works. I believe you.
Do you? You sure?
Take that crown off.
I'm adorable. Okay. So.
Yes, you are. Dang it. Curse you, adorable logic.
So mainstream thought. Our viewers, or our listeners, not viewers, because our viewers would have seen the crown.
Theater of the mind.
I like that. They said when they think battle pets, they think of us. Aww.
Aww.
So great. Not what I was going for. So I went with a dragon, a wolf, and a squirrel. Because my poll has spoken. That is our logo.
Except for the squirrel.
No, wait. I wasn't done then.
Okay, sorry.
A dragon, because mine is the little Tiragosa, my favorite. And Ben's, of course, is the wolves, the frost wolves specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And, though it's not quite a frost wolf, it was inspired on Ben's favorite wolf, one of the three pets he initially leveled up.
The Wolvar pup.
Yep. And so that's our logo. And then squirrel.
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 Because of all the fun we have when squirrels come up, including our little Doug soundbite. And our hatred for the proliferation of squirrels in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. That's a good thought behind it.
Proud of it. Apparently we are battle pets, and I love that our listeners said that. So all the Eludra hugs to you guys for making me feel all like, oh, I'm so special, and thank you all so much.
Well, I feel pretty cool, too, if they think of me.
Yeah, they do think of you, Ben.
Yay, that makes me happy.
Because Ben's awesome.
Aw, thanks. You know what? I should just make a sounder of me just saying, I went a different way with this, because that's what happens every time.
No, so, if you make a sounder, it kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's put it this way. I went a different way with this. So
his thoughts traveled in a different direction, and his logic led him to a different conclusion than Eludra's.
Exactly.
That. I would be shocked if anybody else thought like me. Though we did argue over who got to make the Twitter poll. So.
That is true. So anyways, yes, I did go a different way. What are the most mainstream pets that we possibly have?
Squirrels.
I went with something that is kind of popular right now, and that is J.J. Abrams. Now, if you have been hiding under a rock, J.J. Abrams actually... he directed a little known movie called Star Wars: The Force Awakens, which is the most popular movie of all time at this point, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. It is smashed records.
It made a ton of money. Let's put it that way. It's definitely,
that doesn't mean it's most popular.
Well, it is definitely the highest grossing of 2015. And
not when the accounts are done, it won't have made a cent, Ben.
What?
Hollywood accounting. That movie's not going to make any money.
Okay, well, anyways, thanks for just destroying my choice. I appreciate that. But anyways, a lot of people went and saw that movie there.
I saw it.
So anyways.
We couldn't get into the movie this weekend. We were going to go see it again.
I want to see it again so bad. Anyways, so J.J. Abrams, he has a little production company called Bad Robot. And you know what? There is a pet in-game to honor that called the Rascal Bots.
Yay!
Boom! Mainstream. You know what else is actually kind of popular in movies right now? Pandas that can do Kung Fu. In fact, Kung Fu Panda 3 just came out, which, as everybody knows, is based entirely on Pandaren. Maybe not. So, the Pandaren monk is my second choice for mainstream thought, because you know what? Kung Fu Panda... that's mainstream as it can get. And last but not least, do you know what one of the most annoying mainstream things was back in, say, the late 90s, early aughts?
No. I'm going to say I don't know, because I had small children then.
You know what? That is actually a very, very valid fair point.
If it wasn't Caillou, I don't know.
All right. Well, in that case, I will say... no, I can't say that. This is a family-friendly show.
Caillou's a brat.
Okay, no, I can't say that. It's a family-friendly show. Let's just say... what would you say if I was going to give you a side of a shh with some more shh?
I would say we're going to pause this podcast and have words, Ben.
Okay, well...
100 billion of those words.
100 billion words. That's right. My third pet is Mr. Bigglesworth. I like tuna. I like liver. Meow mix does deliver. Yeah, Mr. Bigglesworth. I can't even say it. Mr. Bigglesworth. That's right, folks. The Rascal Bot, Pandaren Monk, Mr. Bigglesworth. How more mainstream can you get? Boom.
Squirrels, snakes, and rats.
Nah, not so much. Anyways, our next episode, we pulled out two words randomly, like we do. And that comes out to Crooked Malady.
Ooh, not only a malady, but a crooked one. Yeah, I said that mid-nose thing.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's for you, listeners.
Looks like we're both making toxic wastelings tonight.
All the toxic wastelings.
Yes, but, you know, moving forward, there has been something that's happened the last two episodes that has made people happy, made people excited. And you know what? I have a feeling that this week is going to be no different. And that is Aludra's Lore Pet Battle Extravaganza.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. This is where I'm sharing my logic with how I remember what is strong against and what is weak against certain types. It has been a real roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. And not the kind that you have to be a certain height in order to get on. Anyone could ride this one.
Anyone! Yes! Because this show is family friendly. Okay!
Except for you when you actually swear and I have to edit it out.
Yeah. You can tell I'm really sick and really tired because the swearing really jumps up. It's pretty bad. Okay, but not now! Now we are going to talk about flying types and elemental types. First up is flying. Now, flying's bonus is 50% extra speed when above 50% health. So, it is extra fast when it is extra healthy, which means it's a good thing Ben and I are not flying types. You want to use a bird against an aquatic. Why? Because birds, like herons, eat fishes. And where do fishes live? In the water.
The water?
Yeah. And even though there's defenses and colorings and stuff where the fishes try to blend in, let's face it, fish typically win. So, birds eat fish. Strong against water. They're also pretty good against beasts. You ever seen a bird versus a snake? Bird versus, you know, any of those things? Yeah, birds are better hunters because of their amazing eagle eyes. So, use flying types against aquatics and beasts. Critters should also be thrown in, but, I mean, they can't be everything. Okay, so what does a bird not want to fight against? Well, first, a bird does not want to fight against a dragon. This kind of goes without saying, but since they both live in the skies, who's going to win that fight?
I think the dragon.
Dragon totally wins.
Just a bit.
No, that's all the bird is to it, is just a bit. There is no contest. Bird versus dragon, that dragon's gonna win.
Good call.
Okay, birds are also really bad against magic. This is like multiplying sevens, there's no real easy trick to it. But I'm just imagining magic can just do a wide void arc. Seriously, it's like multiplying sevens here. There's really no logic that I can catch. I'm imagining, you know, Jaina versus a bird. Yeah, she'd win, but why would she pick that fight? You know?
Maybe she's hungry and wants some food. I don't know.
Yeah, because Comdrum Age Table just ain't working today. Okay.
Well, it's empty calories.
That's the best calorie. All right. So next up is elemental. Hey, there was bound to be one that even I couldn't rationalize. Elementals, they're awesome. Elementals ignore all negative weather effects. So if this weather effect is going to hurt the elemental, it's just going to go, nope. Not into that. Lightning strikes, not going to happen. Sound effects? Yeah, try again, Derude. Okay, so... What? Those little tuts? Anubis of the Idols? The best ones are named Darude. Because nice. They cast Sandstorm. Anyways. So, what do you want to use an elemental against? Well, this is awesomely straightforward and a little bit of a ripoff. You see, it's mechanical. Elementals are really, really great against mechanicals.
Makes sense.
Yes, it does. If you're sitting there scratching your head, it's because elementals make up all the stuff mechanicals are made of. All of the molding, all of the foundry stuff, and even the ore itself comes from the basic elements of Earth. So there we go. They're tempered in water. And you're sitting there going, okay, Aludra, what else? Because there's been two for everything else. Well, guess what? The second slot is also elemental. talk about unfair. So bonus strike and bonus defense against, you heard it, mechanicals. So, all right. So elementals, what do you not want to fight in elemental versus? Well, first is rat. Because, well, not rat. Ugh, sorry. First is critters. Critters usually burrow underground. They make the elementals, the basic elements of Earth, kind of bow to their own little whims. They make dams. They make burrows. They don't make campfires, but that's okay.
My gosh. Can you imagine like a little mouse camping set?
That would be adorable. But, yeah, critters are at home in the elements, so you're not really going to hurt them that much. What else is aquatic? Aquatic, not so elemental, right? Because if you recall, aquatic is the greatest exception to the elements. If you go down to that stupid rock zone, which is the hub of elementals. Yeah. What's this stupid rock zone called? Because I always call it stupid rock zone.
Deep home.
Yes. The deep home of the elements. If you go down there, how did you get in? You got in through an aquatic gate. But you go in there, the water's gone. Why? Because the water is so OP, it drilled a hole into the protective sphere of deep home.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So Thrall opened deep home with a waterfall. Do not fight elements with aquatics. Don't do it.
Yeah, not so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, next week's going to be our last week. We're going to handle the last two. So look forward to that.
I actually am looking forward to it because this has been a fun little ride.
Yay! In Aludra's head.
Yes, through that roller coaster. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But here's the thing. If you'd like to contact us, you can read... There's no good segue into that, so I'm just going. You can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, on iTunes and Stitcher, too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is @BenTheMage. I am @Aludra_AIE. And of course, the show is @BattlePetShow.
Yep.
Feed us your points.
That is very true. We need those points. I mean, I need those points. Don't care anymore. You can also listen to us on other shows. Aludra is on the AIE podcast.
I'm also doing some streaming on Twitch. So look out for that on my Twitter. And I've got another project coming up down the pipeline. It may turn out to be nothing, but stay tuned.
All right.
Ben can also be found on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
And the previous episode of the AIE podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you filled in for me?
Kind of, yeah, actually. Cool. You know, I figure we share a show, so, you know, I can fill in for you, you can fill in for me. It works, yeah, right?
We look and sound so alike, except for when you make me sound like Mr. Hankey.
Yeah, guys! Our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by myself and Coltrane. Battle Pets was written by myself and Aludra, and is copywritten to us, too.
Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody! I'm totally going to have a coughing fit now, so bye, everybody!